Welcome in. Today we're doing a beginner-friendly percussion call and response masterclass for drum and bass, using only Ableton Live 12 stock packs and stock devices. Here's the big idea. Indeed NB, percussion isn't just more hats. Percussion is a conversation. The call is a recognizable phrase your ear can latch onto. The response answers it with contrast, usually more syncopation, often drier and sometimes a little darker. When you get this right, your loop stops feeling like a copy-paste grid and starts feeling like it's performing. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar percussion arrangement that alternates a 2-bar call and a 2-bar response, with tiny variations every 4 and 8 bars, plus a small fill at the end to push into the next phrase. Rolling jungle-ish DNB vibes, around 170 to 174 BPM, tight but human. All right, set your tempo to 174 BPM. If you want it slightly more relaxed, go 172, but I'll assume 174. Now make a simple drum group so your percussion has context. Create a drums group, and inside it create tracks for kick, snare, and one MIDI track called percussion rack. If you also like to use top loops later, you can add a hats or top loops track, but for now we'll build from one shot so you really learn the rolls. And turn on the groove pool. The shortcut is Command or Control, Alt, G. We won't overswing, but we do want a little human motion. Before we touch percussion, let's build the simplest DNB backbone, kick and snare. On your kick track, load a drum rack or simpler and choose a clean DNB kick from stock content. In the browser, search something like kick DNB. Don't overthink it. Clean and punchy wins for learning. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Put a kick on beat 1, so 1.1. Optionally, add a very subtle extra kick on 1.3.3. That's that classic roller push. If it makes your groove too busy, skip it for now. On the snare track, load a clean DNB snare. Search snare DNB or jungle snare. Then make a 1-bar clip with snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That's your backbeat. That's home base. Quick processing on the snare, just to help it speak. Add saturator, drive around 2 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then EQ 8. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If it needs more crack, add a gentle lift around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep it subtle. We're not mixing a whole track today. We're building a percussion system that behaves. Now we build the percussion rack. On your percussion rack track, load a drum rack. And we're going to load 6 to 8 one-shots. Think in rolls, not in how many sounds can I fit. You want a tight closed hat, a short open hat, a ride or metal hat, a rim or click, a shaker for texture, and a mid percussion like a bongo or wood hit. If you want extra ear candy, a tiny Foley tick, but keep it optional. As you load each sound, assign it a job in your head. 1. Timekeeper. That's usually the closed hat or a very small shaker that makes the grid feel consistent. 2. Accent. That's the recognizable hit that tells your ear this is the phrase. Often rim or click. 3. Answer. That's a different timbre that replies. Often shorter, drier and more syncopated, like a bongo or wood hit. If a new sample doesn't clearly fit one of those roles, it's probably clutter. And clutter is the fastest way to make DNB percussion feel amateur. Now let's write the call phrase. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip on the percussion rack. Start with closed hats on 1/8 notes. Steady. Just get the energy moving. Now, here's the important part. Add a little breathing room. Remove a couple of hats so there are pockets. For example, take out the hat hits on 1.2.3 and 1.4.3. That creates little holes where the groove can lean forward. Now add a ride or metal hat as a secondary highlight. Put it on offbeats like 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.3. If that feels too busy, reduce it and only hit 1.2.3 and 1.4.3. The goal is not maximum density. The goal is a phrase you can recognize. Now add your rim or click as the signature. Place the rim on 1.1.4 and 1.3.4. That's a simple, repeatable hook. Think of it like a percussion name tag. Your listener should be able to point at it and go, "Yep, that's the call." Now do velocity shaping. This is where beginners level up fast. On the hats, alternate velocities like 90 then 70, 90 then 70. Not perfectly, but as a pattern. Make some hits feel like downstrokes and some like upstrokes. On the rim, push it a bit louder, around 100 to 110, so the phrase reads clearly. And quick coach note, in DNB, don't make your busiest, brightest hits land right on the snare. Treat beat 2 and 4 like a no-fly zone for loud top transients. You can have quiet ghosts nearby, but if your rim is slamming exactly with the snare, You'll smear the backbeat and everything feels smaller. Cool. That's the call, bars 1 and 2. Now we write the response phrase. Duplicate that clip so you have bars 3 and 4. And now you're going to answer the call, not repeat it. Here are your response rules. Fewer steady hits. More syncopation. Often a slightly different frequency focus, like more mid-percussion and fewer bright rides. So, start by removing more closed hat notes. Try removing 25 to 40% of the hat hits. You're creating negative space. The silence is part of the response. Now add your shaker in a small burst near the end of the bar. A nice beginner move is a little 1/16 run at the end, like from 1.4.2 to 1.4.4. Just a quick shshsh into the next bar. Then add a bongo or wood hit to answer the rim. Put it on 1.2.4 and 1.4.4. Notice what's happening. The call had the rim as the signature. The response replies with a different color, more mid-focused, and it lands in different places. Loop bars 1 through 4. Listen for the conversation. Statement, statement, reply, reply. If it still feels like one long pattern, remove a few more hats in the response. Contrast is the whole point. Now let's make it groove with Live's Groove Pool, but we're staying tight because DNB can get wobbly fast. Open the groove pool and pick a subtle swing 16 groove or an MPC-style swing from stock grooves. Drag it in. Apply it to your percussion clips. Set timing to around 10 to 20%, velocity to 5 to 15%, and a tiny bit of random, like 2 to 6%. Tiny. We want performed, not drunk. Also, remember this. Velocity usually gives you more human feel than timing. If your timing is already tight, don't try to fix robot with heavy swing. Fix it with accents. Now we do a clean stock-only device chain so the percussion is controlled and mix-friendly. On the percussion rack track, first add EQ8. High pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. If your mid-percussion is chunky, go higher. If it's thin, go lower. You're making room for kick, snare body, and bass. Then, if the top end is harsh, do a small narrow dip around 7 to 10 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB. This is one of those I can listen longer moves. Next add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch. Keep it cautious. Maybe 0 to 10 depending on the samples. Turn boom off. We don't need extra low end on percussion. Transients. Try plus 5 to plus 15 for snap. If it gets too clicky, we'll tame it later with EQ or soft clipping. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just to gel the hits. Optionally, add a saturator at the end with 1 to 3 dB drive and soft clip on. This is like a little edge and safety at the same time. Now set up your space with sends and returns, because DNB ambience should be controlled, not washed out. On return A, put a short room reverb. Decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Predelay 0 to 10 milliseconds, then EQ that return, high pass up to about 400 Hz, and low pass down to around 8 to 10 kHz. That keeps the reverb out of the lows and keeps it from turning into harsh air noise. On return B, put echo. Set it to 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Use the echo's filters to keep it bright but not painful, and keep your send amounts low. The goal is punctuation, not a constant trail. Now let's arrange this into a 16-bar phrase, because DNB lives on phrasing. This is where your loop becomes a section. Bars 1 to 4, your call in bars 1 and 2, your response in bars 3 and 4, bars 5 to 8, repeat the same structure, but add a tiny variation. Tiny means you can almost miss it, but you feel it. For example, add one extra shaker hit right at the end of bar 8 as a lift. Bars 9 to 12, introduce a new response element. A beginner-safe move is adding a short open hat in bar 11 only. Just one or two hits, not a new pattern. Think special guest, not new drummer. Bars 13 to 16, add a small fill that pushes into bar 17, or back to bar 1 if you're looping. Keep it short, a 1/16 rim roll or a quick bongo idea, no more than 4 notes. In DNB, fills are like commas, not paragraphs. Here's a workflow tip. Duplicate clips and do micro edits. Remove 2 notes. Add 1 accent. Make 1 send automation move. That's how pros get evolution without rewriting everything. Now automation. This is the secret sauce that makes call and response feel intentional instead of random. On the percussion track, add auto filter after EQ. For the call bars, keep the cutoff a bit higher so it's brighter. For the response bars, bring it slightly down so it's darker. It can be subtle. Even moving from something like 12 kHz down to 8 kHz can be enough to make the response feel like it's stepping back. Then automate reverb send as punctuation on the last hit of the response phrase, like bar 4.4 and bar 8.4. Do a little send spike, not huge, just enough to make a period at the end of the sentence. For echo, do throws. Pick one rim hit every 8 bars and send it to echo, like a little call out. If everything gets echo, nothing feels special. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Everything plays all the time. If it's constant, it's not call and response. Create air. Mistake 2. Percussion fights the snare. If your rim overlaps snare transients, the backbeat loses authority. Fix it by moving the rim slightly earlier or later, reducing its velocity near snare hits, or choosing a shorter, drier click. Mistake 3. Too much reverb. DNB needs tightness. Short rooms, filtered returns, and small amounts. Mistake 4. No velocity shaping. If all hats have the same velocity, it instantly sounds like a static loop. Mistake 5. Too wide and too bright. Here's a simple rule. Make one stereo decision only. Keep most percussion centered or slightly narrow. If you want width, pick one element, like the shaker, and let that be the wide one. Everything wide equals nothing wide. Now, a couple slightly darker, heavier options if you want more edge. Make the response lower and meaner by leaning on mid-percussion like wood and bongo, then low-pass it a bit with auto-filter, and add a touch of saturator. It'll feel like the answer is grumbling back. Try parallel grid on a return, saturator into overdrive into EQ8, with a high-pass around 300 to 500 Hz. Then send tiny amounts from rim and shaker. This adds rust without muddying the low end. And if drum bus transients get too clicky, don't panic. Counter it with a small EQ dip around 6 to 10 kHz, or rely more on saturator soft clipping to round peaks. All right, mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Build one 8-bar call and response loop that evolves. 2-bar call with hats and one signature rim. Duplicate into a 2-bar response. Remove 25 to 40% of hat notes and add 2 to 4 syncopated mid-perk hits. Apply a groove, timing 15%, random 4%. Add 2 automation moves, different auto-filter cutoff for call versus response, and a reverb send spike on the last hit of bar 4 and bar 8. Then export the 8-bar loop and listen outside the project. If you can hum the call rhythm, you nailed it. Final recap. Call and response in DNB is contrast plus repetition, not constant complexity. Build a 2-bar call that's recognizable, and a 2-bar response that answers with syncopation and space. This audio version is shortened for playback.